Chapter 3. The Genie of the Lamp. Aladdin walked through the orchard. He found an oil lamp on a shelf in the wall. "It's just an ordinary old lamp," he thought. "There's nothing special about it. I wonder why the wizard wants it. I don't believe it's magic at all." So Aladdin picked up the lamp and tipped out the oil. Then he put the lamp in his pocket. Aladdin walked back through the orchard. He saw beautiful fruit hanging from the trees. Big purple plums, shiny red apples, sweet yellow peaches and green pears. He stretched out his hand to pick a plum, but it wasn't a plum at all. It was hard and shiny. "The fruit is made of glass," thought Aladdin. "It's very pretty. I will take some home with me." He filled his pockets with glass fruit and walked quickly back through the three caves full of coins and jewels. As he climbed the stairs, he heard the wizard. The old man was talking to himself. "I will soon have the magic lamp," he said. "I won't need that stupid Aladdin anymore. He thinks I am going to make him a rich trader, but I am going to kill him when he gives me the lamp." Aladdin heard the wizard's words and stopped. There was a short silence. Then the wizard said,
"Aladdin, I heard you coming up the stairs. Please give me the lamp."
Aladdin did not want to die. "No, I won't give you the lamp," he cried. I am going to keep it."
"Give it to me now, you stupid boy," the wizard shouted.
"No, I won't give you the lamp," Aladdin replied.
"If you don't give me the lamp, I won't let you go home," the wizard cried.
Then Aladdin heard the wizard closing the stone door at the top of the stairs. Everything went dark. Aladdin sat down on the stairs and started to cry. Aladdin sat there for 3 long days and nights. He had nothing to eat and nothing to drink.
"I was silly to trust that man," he thought. "He wasn't my uncle. He didn't want to help me. He just wanted me to get the lamp for him, and now I will die in a hole in the ground."
Then Aladdin rubbed his hands together. As he did this, he rubbed the wizard's ring, which was still on his finger. There was a flash and a puff of blue smoke. Suddenly, a fat genie appeared. He smiled at Aladdin.
Who are you?" Aladdin asked.
"I am the genie of the ring. The person who rubs the ring is my master. I will do anything you want," said the genie.
"I want to go back to my mother," cried Aladdin. "Genie of the ring, please take me home."
There was another puff of blue smoke. Then Aladdin felt himself spinning round and round, and suddenly he was home. When he opened his eyes, his mother was standing in front of him. She looked very worried.
"Mother, I am very thirsty. Please bring me some water," Aladdin said.
His mother gave him some water. He drank it quickly. Then he said,
"Mother, I am very hungry. Please bring me some food."
Aladdin's mother brought him a small piece of bread and a little piece of cheese. When he had finished eating, Aladdin said,
"I feel better now." "What happened to you?"
his mother asked.
"That man told me he was my uncle, but he was really a wicked wizard," Aladdin replied. "He wanted me to get a magic lamp for him. It was in an orchard under the ground. I got the lamp, but I didn't give it to the wizard because he wanted to kill me. So he left me there, under the ground. He left me to die."
"What a wicked man," said his mother sadly.
But you are safe now, Aladdin. In the morning, Aladdin asked his mother for more food. He was very hungry again.
There is no food, she replied.
I have no food, and no money to buy any food. Aladdin had an idea.
Bring me the lamp, mother, he said. I will clean it and take it to the market. I can sell it, and then we can buy some food.
So his mother brought him the lamp, and Aladdin started to rub it with a cloth. Suddenly, there was a flash and a puff of green smoke. Then an enormous genie appeared.
I am the genie of the lamp, he cried. The person who rubs the lamp is my master. Now, what can I do for you?
Aladdin's mother was so surprised that she nearly fainted. But Aladdin said,
Genie of the lamp, will you please bring us some good food to eat?
There was another puff of green smoke. And then Aladdin and his mother saw a wonderful sight. On a big silver tray, there were 12 silver dishes. In each dish, there was a different kind of food. Meat, honey, sweet cakes, and delicious fruit. There was a silver jug full of rose water and 2 tall glasses. When they finished eating, Aladdin's mother said, I am happy that the genie of the ring brought you home. I am happy that the genie of the lamp brought us some food. But I am afraid of them, Aladdin.
Don't be afraid. We must take good care of the ring and the lamp, said Aladdin. If we do, we will never be poor again.
The food lasted for 2 days. Then Aladdin said,
We have no more food, but we have a big silver tray and 12 silver dishes. I will take the silver tray to the market and sell it.
So Aladdin took the tray to the market and he showed it to a silver trader. The man looked at Aladdin and said,
I will give you 1 piece of gold for this tray.
That's not very much, thought Aladdin. But he didn't really know how much money to ask for, so he took the gold and went to buy some food.
The next day, Aladdin took one of the 12 silver dishes to the market, and every time he and his mother needed more gold, he sold another silver dish. Soon, there were no more silver dishes. Aladdin rubbed the lamp again.
There was a flash and a puff of green smoke, and the genie of the lamp appeared once more. Bring me a big silver tray and 12 silver dishes full of food, please, he said to the genie.
And another silver tray appeared. There were 12 silver dishes full of food, too. 2 days later, Aladdin took the tray to the market. This time, he met another silver trader, but this trader was honest.
What a beautiful tray, the silver trader said. I will give you 10 pieces of gold for it.
So Aladdin sold the tray and all the dishes to this honest trader.
Aladdin was rich.